Chapter 2 Moab. Thus says the Lord, For three crimes of Moab, and for four, I will not revoke my word. Because he burned to ashes the bones of Edom's king, I will send fire upon Moab, to devour the castles of Kerioth. Moab shall meet death amid uproar and shouts and trumpet blasts. I will root out the judge from her midst, and her princes I will slay with him, says the Lord. Judah. Thus says the Lord, For three crimes of Judah, and for four, I will not revoke my word. Because they spurned the law of the Lord, and did not keep his statutes, because the lies which their fathers followed have led them astray, I will send fire upon Judah to devour the castles of Jerusalem. Israel. Thus says the Lord, For three crimes of Israel, and for four, I will not revoke my word. Because they sell the just man for silver, and the poor man for a pair of sandals, they trample the heads of the weak into the dust of the earth, and force the lowly out of the way, son and father go to the same prostitute, profaning my holy name. Upon garments taken in pledge, they recline beside any altar, and the wine of those who have been fined, they drink in the house of their God. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorites before them, who were as tall as the cedars, and as strong as the oak trees. I destroyed their fruit above, and their roots beneath. It was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt, and who led you through the desert for 40 years, to occupy the land of the Amorites. I who raised up prophets among your sons, and Nazarites among your young men. Is this not so, O men of Israel, says the Lord? But you gave the Nazarites wine to drink, and commanded the prophets not to prophesy. Beware, I will crush you into the ground, as a wagon crushes when laden with sheaves. Flight shall perish from the swift, and the strong man shall not retain his strength. The warrior shall not save his life, nor the bowman stand his ground. The swifter foot shall not escape, nor the horseman save his life. And the most stout-hearted of warriors shall flee naked on that day, says the Lord.